Now it's time for our regular segment, Words You'll Hear. That's where we try to understand stories in the news by parsing some of the words associated with those stories. And this week's word is Jimternet. We first heard it in a New Republic article, The Tumblr Tumblr, about how coverage of women's gymnastics is being shaken up by a revolution of female superfans who blog about the sport on a network of sites known as the Jimternet. The article was written by our next guest, Elspeth Reeve. She's a self-described women's gymnastics superfan, and she's here to help us understand more about the Jimternet and the people behind it. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
So what is it, the Jimternet, and how long has it been around?
I'd say the gymnastics internet, or the Jimternet, has been around since about the 2008 Olympics. Tumblr was launched in 2007, and that's a really great site for the animated GIF, which turns out to be the perfect length for a gymnastics backflip. You know, you can watch it over and over and over again, and it's much easier to see the little details and how these gymnasts are flipping their bodies around. And from there, the Jimternet kind of spread to blogs and now a podcast and real news sites.
So it's really more of a knowledgeable view rather than something that's meant for the casual fan. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a huge learning curve in trying to understand gymnastics. Every skill can be called six different things. Often the skills are named after obscure Russians from the 80s. Like, it's difficult to understand why a Stalder Shaposhnikova half connected to a Pak Salto would be impossible. You know, so like for an outsider, it's very difficult.
Who's making the content? Who are the writers?
My two favorites are Jessica O'Byrne, who launched a podcast right after the 2012 Olympics. And it started off pretty small, but at this point, she's getting major Olympians on her show. She got Michaela Maroney. Most people remember her unimpressed face from the 2012 Olympics. Her podcast is called Gymcastic. And then the second one that is more like the New York Times of gymnastics is the Jimter.net. It's run by Lauren Hopkins. She's a 30-year-old marketer in New York. And in her spare time, she goes to all the competitions. She went to Rio for the test event for the Olympics. And they just have all the breaking news about what's going on behind the scenes before these big events.
Did coverage of the sport need a conscious alternative, a pushback to the way women's gymnastics is covered by the big sports networks?
Absolutely. The 90s was sort of a low point. It was very much focused on these little girls dancing on a playground. That's a cliche you would hear on NBC over and over again. When a gymnast was injured before the 2008 Olympics, a commentator said it was like getting a tear in your wedding dress right before you're going to walk down the aisle. And, you know, the truth is, no, it's like getting injured right before the Olympics. That in itself is a big deal to a female athlete. And so these women provide the real necessary pushback that's not about the spark and the girlishness. It's about the like crazy workouts, the incredible athletics, the injuries, coming back from injuries.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming trials in San Jose. What are the bloggers in the Jimternet excited about?
We're all paying attention to Simone Biles because if she stays mentally healthy and physically healthy, she could walk away with five golds. Everyone's looking to see if Gabby Douglas can turn it up for the competition because she's sort of known for not working as hard in the gym until the last moment when she has to compete. Lori Hernandez, she's 15 years old and from New Jersey, and she just dances like crazy. People used to call her Baby Shakira. They also call her the human emoji. She makes these incredibly expressive faces on the floor, and she's an incredible entertainer.
Elspeth Reeve is the author of the New Republic article, The Tumblr Tumblr, about how female bloggers are influencing coverage of women's gymnastics. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.